But I think what I've found with working with the child protection clients is that being really casual, jovial, having a laugh, taking the piss out of myself, but also having really solid, succinct clinical explanations for stuff, being able to explain things even to the point where maybe it becomes slightly too technical for them. So it kind of, in a way, it's selling my clinical chops. So I think being able to sort of talk about, you know, hey, what do you do? Obviously, you know, this resi unit's pretty nice for a resi unit, but, you know, again, resi units are shit. We all know that. These sort of, you know, understanding that, you know, it's probably not where you'd rather be. Obviously, you're absconding a lot. That's, you know, where you're going, what's happening with that stuff. But then in discussing around that, you know, I'm not sort of super gangster, but I try, you know, I listen to what young people say, like, you know, things are chat. You know, things are, you know, with the sort of descriptors that they might use, the sort of current, you know, it's not really street lingo, but that sort of stuff, I think, has to be offset by being able to explain things about, you know, like when people are talking about chroming, like to know, to explain that the active ingredient in glue is a chemical called toluene. In paint, it's trichloroethane. And those, like, that's, you can see people just go, okay, you're not just, you know, you're not just a youth worker that's trying to be cool with the kids. You actually know your shit. Yeah.
So I guess one of those other attributes that you might need as a on a sort of a personal, emotional regulation kind of level is a recognition that you're working in a pre-contemplative space, by and large, with young people in that child protection arena, and that that often you're in the midst of a very incremental treatment approach, I suppose, that that any gains made are always going to be very, you know, small, and sometimes barely perceptible. So, you know, so I think having the kind of the personal sort of wherewithal to be able to kind of acknowledge that and be comfortable with that. I've seen examples where some workers really struggle with that. I'm ineffective here. What I bring to the table is ineffectual, and I don't actually see any progress, and I don't have the patience for that. So I think, you know, having that kind of capacity to...
I completely agree. I think that with especially child protection clients, they obviously top out at 18 when they get booted out into homelessness. But that younger end of the spectrum, that the idea that you're going to have significant treatment goals where they get into education, they get housing, you know, they get a better relationship with their family, they stop taking drugs. I think that sort of stuff, if you're looking for those wins to reinforce your merit as a worker or your sort of self-concept, I think you're in a bunch of trouble. Definitely, I guess there's a danger of colluding with young people when you first get to know them, when they're complaining or railing against this, or DHS did that, I went to secure for this, my resi workers are dicks, whatever that stuff might be. To, you can score cheap points early on by going, yeah, man, that's shit, I can't believe they did that to you. But being able to go, that sounds like it was a pretty crappy time, man. You know, like, I guess stopping short of blaming that worker and saying, that sounds like a crap thing, man. Like, it must be difficult for you going through these processes in these situations. And I think that's something that's, like I say, it's a bit of wisdom and maturity stuff. Yeah. I think the main thing that helps with engagement, like the character trait, I think, is a bit of humour. Like, being able to have a, you know, to keep people giggling. Because if people are... young people having a laugh, I think there's like a lot of clients I've worked with, if we can have a laugh, they don't really even, a lot of them don't even really particularly see me as a drug and alcohol worker. It's like, oh, hang out with Jeff, he's funny, like, you know, that's fun. We'll go and, you know, we might go and do something, or we might just be going for a drive somewhere, and he'll, you know, every now and again he'll, you know, but he'd tell me about something about glue or whatever, you know, we have a laugh and then we'll have some lunch, and then he might tell me something about amphetamines. But I guess that being, you know, having a laugh and keeping it sort of, keeping it humorous and not letting it delve into too many of them in the early parts, not letting it get too heavy and clinical and sort of, you know, bogged down in seriousness. So I think that's, a lot of this client group have had so much serious, sit down, what are you doing with your life, what are you doing with school, let's do a, you know, a plan for your next 12 months. They're 16 or 15 or, you know, it's you know, you need to be able to delineate yourself from the statutory service system that have said, you'll do what we told, you'll do it when we tell you to do it, and then you must make all these decisions around, you know, what you're going to do with the rest of your life at 16, and for us to be able, for the work to be able to go, you know, it's, we're not going to tell you to do anything. You can do what you want. You're the boss of you. It's fine. We're going to, not going to get in your face. We're going to have a bit of a laugh. It's going to, you know, make sure it's, because if it's not, I guess the thing is, above all else, if it's not fun, young people won't do it. And if that person can provide an environment that's enjoyable, and also give you some information in a really, and I guess this is the key stuff, unbiased fashion, that when you're saying, you know, using glue, what happens is this, you know, Tony, I mean, over, you know, 5+ years, you might look at organic brain syndrome. In the short term, it's more about environmental risks. But, you know, if you say, if you have glue, you'll be retarded and you'll die. At any point, if you make an assertion that can be proved wrong by the young person, like, if you smoke cannabis, you'll get psychosis, they go, no, not psychotic, you're full of shit. You need to be credible.